quite a sweeping proposal.
Yes, indeed. Not only are we proposing that there'll be no smoking within hospital buildings, we're proposing there'll be no smoking within hospital grounds. And this follows upon a pioneering initiative by the Western Trust, who introduced this ban in April 2014. I'm glad to say it was a great success. So therefore, we're rolling that out throughout the country. So from April 2016, there will be no smoking anywhere within the hospital estate in Northern Ireland.
When you say it was a great success in the Western Trust, because I have to admit, I'm not a smoker, and I have to admit one thing that does annoy me if I'm going to visit somebody in hospital is running the gamut of everybody outside the door in their dressing gowns puffing away. But some people are in hospital for a long term, and they have relied on cigarettes. They have that addiction. So is there going to be anywhere that those people who are in for a long stay can smoke?
No, there won't be, Pamela. And the sad reality is many of those people are in because of their smoking addiction. Indeed, last year we lost 2,300 people in Northern Ireland who died, often very painful deaths, as a direct result of their smoking habit. So therefore, where else in Northern Ireland would you expect there to be a strong line on smoking but in our hospitals? It's an obvious idea. When we're losing so many people, it's costing us £130 million a year in the health service to deal with this addiction. We need to encourage people to give it up, and the best place to start is in hospital.
Well, as you said, the Western Trust has proven it does work.
Yes, indeed, yes.
And did you put this out to consultation with the hospitals? Or was it just something that's you think, yes, this is a good idea, we are going to do it?
Can I say that, no, we didn't need to, because, Pamela, there was such strong and overwhelming support from hospital staff and administrators that we felt that, given the fact that the Western Trust had pioneered this and been so successful, we felt we could introduce it. And I mean to say, Pamela, that there is help for people who wish to give up. And I know that you're talking to Mr. Walsh, and I can congratulate him on winning the UK Smoking Cessation of the Year award, which is an outstanding gentleman from Warren Point, my own constituency. There's a huge array of help out there to people who want to give up, and 82% of smokers do wish to give up the habit. This is a rather unique situation where most people who smoke in Northern Ireland wish they didn't. Now, the last place they should be allowed to continue the habit is in a hospital situation. Now, I have spent a lot of time in hospitals recently for personal reasons, and can I say that the thing that really distressed me was at the Royal, looking at a lady who was at least 7 months pregnant, standing outside the front door of the Royal, smoking. Mm-hmm. Not only bad for her, bad for the people who are passing her, but also terribly bad for her child. And the other sad thing I saw on last Tuesday night, was a gentleman who clearly was in hospital as some bronchitis type related condition, standing outside the hospital with his drip in his arm, in his pyjamas, smoking at about 1 a.m. That just is such a dreadful thing to do, and we must encourage people to stop the habit quickly, and where better to start than in our own hospital premises.
Absolutely. As I said, I actually saw somebody with an oxygen mask and intermittently taking the mask away and the cigarette up to the mouth outside.
Yes, we need to give those folks every help they can, and we want to start in hospitals.
Exactly. As you say, we're not punishing the people for a habit that they've had for a lifetime, and it is an addiction, but help is there should they require it.
Yes, and from the 1st of April 2016, they will no longer be able to pursue the habit within hospital grounds. And can I tell you, in some cases, it's a very long walk indeed from the front door of the hospital to your outside the hospital grounds. So effectively, that will be stopping folks smoking.
Absolutely. We've just had a query here from a listener, Minister, from Jenny, who said, does this include electronic cigarette smoking too?
It doesn't, Pamela. I have to say we're looking at this subject very, very closely. Do electronic cigarettes help people start smoking, or do they help people stop smoking? And the jury's still out on that, and maybe by this time next year we will know the answer. I have mixed views on them. Some people tell me, and certainly some of the staff in Stromer tell me, they've helped them come off smoking on a permanent basis. Others say that they attract young people into smoking, and they're seen as quite glamorous and exciting. People take up the electronic cigarettes, and then they move straight on to the harder nicotine-based ordinary cigarette products. So I am watching this with great interest, but at the moment, it's simply standard, normal tobacco.
And I mean, it's interesting also the discussions that there have been about packaging of cigarettes once again, that there's a chance that all cigarette packets will be exactly the same with exactly the same warnings on them.
Oh, well, we're waiting now for a vote in Westminster, but we expect that to be introduced quite soon. The cigarette package will be plain brown, very ugly, and the only display on them will be that of a lung or a cancer victim or something like that, with a very small typeface to indicate them making a cigarette. We're determined to stop cigarettes being glamorous for young people to sort of sit on their tables when they're having a drink and say, aren't I some folk, look at this wonderful package that I have. That we're determined to stop. And this is part of a whole raft of measures to make smoking as difficult as possible to help those thousands of people in Northern Ireland who desperately want to give up.
Yes, another listener has been, texted and said, so anyone in hospital with health problems due to obesity, are we going to stop feeding them? But I think that's taking it to the nth degree.
No, we have to eat, Pamela. Yeah. We don't have to smoke. And I'm glad to say that the diet that folk are given in hospitals is balanced, nutritious, and is aimed at controlling weight. So therefore, no, I think that's a totally wrong message. Certainly people should not be obese. That's also a major risk factor. But what we know is that 2 out of every 3 people in Northern Ireland who start smoking today will die of a smoking-related disease, and they will live on average 9 years less than the non-smoker. So, you know, we simply cannot allow this issue to continue unchecked, and therefore we're introducing measure after measure. And Pamela, you and I would have had the same conversation 10 years ago when we tried to introduce the ban on pubs and restaurants, and now nobody would dream of going back. Nobody. Yep. And I hope that's going to be the same for hospitals.
Well, somebody else has said, does this smoking ban apply to staff who stand outside hospital doors smoking? That's Marie in Belfast, which I would say yes.
Absolutely. Indeed. In my own situation, I saw a leading nurse out of the stroke unit in a certain hospital in Northern Ireland coming off duty and standing in her uniform outside the door smoking. That is simply not on.
Mm-hmm. Well, another listener has been in touch to say, hi, Pamela, good for Mr. Wells. My dad was diagnosed with COPD yesterday due to smoking. He can hardly get a breath and it's very sad to watch.
Thank you for your support.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed, Minister, for joining us this morning.